The problem's been on the front slide, and it's been with one particular piece of the front slide, which is the differential in cases between each day. When contact tracing and 111 log a positive case, it's date stamped on that particular day. Now, in normal times, that's not an issue because the inputting has been finished by the time that the snapshot is drawn down at 3 o'clock. Unfortunately, because of the high volume of cases, the inputting hasn't been finished at the 3 o'clock. And what happens is the box that calculates the difference between cases each day works off the date stamp of the cases. So if cases have been inputted after 3 p.m., it means they're linked to the day before, not to the next snapshot. So IT has been looking at this to see what they can do to actually correct that so it gives a more accurate figure. But all of the backing slides, and if people go into the backing data, that does update and it actually shows them the number of cases day by day historically.
Throughout the pandemic, governments always said that decisions will be made on the data. With the drop of mandatory isolation and testing, is the data not now skewed? And why should the public have any confidence in the decisions that are now being made?
Well, the data isn't skewed. In fact, if anything, it's showing that the changes we've made are actually identifying more cases with us to report via the LFTs. In terms of the data, of course, the data that's going to drive us going forward is serious illness and hospitalisation. It's not around case numbers. So I know people have, and myself included, have become very obsessed with case numbers over the last year because that's what's mattered. But going forward, as we come to live with the virus, it's around that hospitalisation figure and that serious illness figure that the decisions need to be made.